chapter, verse, absolutely. A couple of you have been to church here before. So let's look at it. Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. Here's what it says. It says, blessed is he who reads. Now, if you haven't underlined that phrase, you certainly want to. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy. And then my Bible says, and see. Sunday to Sunday night. That's where the word church appears again, but it's no longer part of the story. So it's an interesting chronology as to how this happens. The church goes up in Revelation chapter 4, and when the church goes up, what comes down? Wrath. And we see that in Revelation chapter 6, verse 16. Everybody look at it. Revelation chapter 6, verse 16, it says, in this time period that you and I would refer to as the tribulation, we're going to notice something very interesting. This is the very opening volley of is just amen. In the original language, it's just amen. That's what it is, just amen. So amen, amen. So when Jesus says amen, amen, the idea is like, you can take this to the bank. It's absolutely true. So when he calls himself the amen, he is saying, I'm the absolute. I'm true. I really, really am. Why does Jesus feel like he needs to remind this church that he is
society, a regular church attender, a regular church attender is defined as somebody who goes to church at least once every 6 weeks. Hot, cold, lukewarm. Not as lukewarm as you can get, absolutely. Now, in verse 16, you notice he goes on, he has hope because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will
Isaiah 61, it just talks about how rejoice in the Lord, my soul, and exult in God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation. He has wrapped me with a robe of righteousness. And so apparently here, this garment is lacking. I'm suggesting that this is a reference or picture of salvation. And true conversion is actually lacking in this church. Remember, he's writing to a church. He's not writing to the world. He's writing to a church.
says,